Well, 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 it is a Saturday morning, and a very good morning to you, wherever you find yourself at this point in time. What are you doing, and how are you in the first place? So good morning, and welcome to Eagle FM. Thank you, Hileni. Who just ended the Social Times, and talking a very important topic, actually, something that, I personally have experienced, a little bit of high blood pressure recently. It all depends how you take care of yourself, and it's very important, as she said, you know, and when that happened, I didn't get to work I was booked off for some times. It's actually a practical and a truthful, you know, experience that she actually just saying exactly the right thing. And what would happen if you don't take care of yourself? It's not that I didn't take care of myself. Just, you know, probably, maybe too much work, exhausted. It's that I didn't take care of myself. It is true. So a very good morning to you. Welcome. And welcome to Eagle FM. And welcome to our mental health hours, where we talk about how to take care of yourself. So good morning and welcome. Why this aircon is not on? All right, it's hot already here. It's about 11 and it's hot in the studio and the aircon is on, but it doesn't bring the cold, you know, the cold wind that you expect. So yes, welcome to Mind Matter. This is your weekly show of insight and understanding for a healthier and happier mind. So this is where you come to. So I'm your host, and my name is Mike Oshavelli, and I'm so glad you are joining me this morning. So, as usual, this is a program, as I said, this time from now at 11 o'clock until the hour of 1 o'clock. This is a time we call mental health hours. So, excuse me. From the very beginning, I would like to invite you to come through, especially on this program. I allow anybody, if you have anything, you might find yourself in a situation where you need to talk to somebody, or something is bothering you, but it's not something that I'm discussing right on the show. Maybe something is bothering you that has to do with maybe you're going through some stress, or you're going through some thoughts, or suicidal thoughts, could be also suicidal thoughts. And there are just certain things in your life that are so, you feel there's no one to talk to, or who can I talk about this? So this is a platform where you can come through and we can talk about how to deal with certain emotions, certain, you know, thoughts. And I always said, if it's not a guarantee that we're going to solve the problem, but it's a starting point. It's always a starting point where maybe you started to see this in a different way. And if I can't help, I can always look for resources that may help you, or guide you, or lead you to other people or other professions that may help you. So yeah, that's the reason of this program. And today we continue, what we didn't finish what we were talking about last Saturday. We were talking about, liberating power of forgiveness, specifically looking at forgiveness as an important part of your mental health. excuse me. So yeah, that's what we were looking at. We looked at the number of things. We looked at what is forgiveness is all about. And also how your mind works with forgiveness. And also looked at, two aspects that are very important when it comes to forgive yourself. When it comes to a process where you want to forgive yourself, there are two important things that we looked at. It was guilt and shame. We look at those two things because it's very, very, very important when it comes to forgiveness. And also, today we continue because there are certain, still a lot of facets that we need to get into to really better understand what is forgiveness all about. So, and also we looked at, you know, does God forgive you? You know, we looked at that as well last week. And today we're going to look at the false forgiveness. What is false forgiveness? We're gonna go into that, and we're also gonna examine the revenge, you know, aspect. So there are people who think that. So we need to settle scores. So we need to settle scores, and in the process, sometimes you actually hurt yourself, and you get into a cycle where, you know, you do me, I do you, and that it doesn't end anyway. So, and when you look, the concept from the movie is very, very sweet and justified. But in real life, you know, it may actually backfire. So we're also going to look at that. And also, we're going to look at the difference between reconciliation and forgiveness, all that coming up, and make sure that you remain tuned. You stay with me as we go through all that. Yeah, just actually to recap what we talked about last week, just to give us, to put us to give us the direction where we're going. Yeah, we talked about what is forgiveness. And as I said, on this program, we don't really go for the academic, you know, definition of things. It's a simple thing. So it's a simple definition that we looked at, that we worked on. Forgiveness is actually, first of all, we have to understand that forgiveness is something that happened inside you. It's an internal process. You know, it's an internal process. You as an individual have to go through that internal process. And it's a voluntary thing. You can decide to say, I'm going to forgive, or you decided not to. So it's also something that is voluntary. So, and what is it we forgive? So, last time I talked about we carry things. We carry a lot of things. We carry small things, we carry big things, and the things that we carry. So the things that we carry now, you know, take some time. Sometimes we carry them for days, sometimes we carry them for years. And when I say we carry, what is that we are carrying? You know, when I say that we carry things, what is that we are carrying? If someone wronged you, you started to carry something. Maybe you're carrying bitterness. Maybe you're carrying resentment. Maybe you carry hate. Remember, this is now you carrying it. It's not the person who have wronged you that is carrying it. It's you who is carrying this. You are carrying this bitterness. You're carrying this, you know, hatred. You're carrying this vengeance or resentment. It's you who carrying it. So, and last time we talked about how to let go some of these things, and we continue to that by looking at a different aspect. So what we're trying then in defining what forgiveness is that it's actually about letting go of those. Remember, when someone wronged you, what are you carrying? I said you carry those resentment, bitterness, or anger, or whatever, or persistent need for vengeance or retribution. It's you who carrying it. So letting go of those now, of these heavy feeling, because you're the one who carrying it. That's what forgiveness is all about. It's letting go of these heavy feelings. It's letting go of these thoughts. So because that's what you're carrying. You're carrying thoughts that are actually tormenting you. You're carrying emotions that are actually tormenting you. You know, tormenting you because of what happened to you, because of the circumstances, or because of the other, because of that person, whatever the case may be. So that's what it means. Letting go of, what are you letting go? You're letting go of these heavy feelings and thoughts of resentment, of bitterness, of anger, and the persistence. In most of us, the persistence of the persistent need of wanting to revenge or to have our retributions. So that's what letting go. Now, The problem is that when we don't let go, remember now, this have actually effect on us. So if we don't let go, this have effect on us. It have a physical effect on us. You might not even be, you don't even sleep. Eh? You don't even sleep. The reason why you don't sleep is because of the anger that you carry. Eh? It's the bitterness that you carry that you don't even sleep. And then if you don't sleep, it affects you physically. Eh? So now that's one aspect. That's why if you don't let go, it affects you physically, but it can also affect your social relationship. It affects how you relate to people. Yeah. So you become a bitter person. You are just this bitter man or bitter woman. You know, you are just known to be angry. You always, this person is just, it's just angry all the time. Yeah. Have you considered yourself why you are angry all the time? Why are you bitter? Why are you resentful? Yeah. It may be because you haven't let go. You haven't let go of this heavy feelings and thoughts that are caused by what happened to you. So they, you know what, if you don't let go, if you don't forgive, that would affect how you relate to people, how you relate to circumstances. Those might have happened long time ago, but still have impact on you. Eh? Still have impact on your life. So, and also, very important, you know, it's also affect how we see ourselves. So situations that happen in our life, if we haven't forgiven those situations, it definitely defines who we are. The person you have become. It all depends on that. So we talked about that. We went a little bit deeper into that from last time. We also looked at what the common the way how you process forgiveness. So I normally think this is one thing of this is one process, but to understand, I kind of divided into three processes. You know, one is a decision based forgiveness. I call it decision based forgiveness, where you actually just conscious, you make a conscious choice to say, this doesn't help me. You realize that being bitter, being resentful, being, you know, whatever, angry, it doesn't really help me. I have a high blood pressure, the hypertension that Eleni was talking about. So I end up having actually a higher hypertension, and this doesn't help me health wise. So you're making a conscious choice to say, I am going to work on letting this go. So it's a choice that I am going to let it go. All right. There is that, that process. Okay. Where you are conscious and you're making that conscious that you are going to let this go. But there's also a mental forgiveness, right? There's also a mental forgiveness, which actually involves a change or a shift in perspective. You know, sometimes we just need to look at the situation differently, and then perhaps that would actually change our understanding. You know, that change the way we look at the situation, and then that give a different meaning in our mind. You understand? So once we get a different meaning in our mind, so then definitely, you know, that even if you haven't told somebody that I have forgiven you, you don't have to express that in them. Or even if you haven't really think that you have forgiven, your mind have taken a process that actually soften the impact of that. So let me give an example, okay? I gave an example of someone actually ran in front of you. You are driving and someone just ran in front of you and you are kind of like angry and, you know, and this, and you keep thinking about this, you know, and what I see. Okay, let's take for somebody, you know, okay, maybe that's far-fetched. Let's take somebody who you know who insulted you, okay? Just reacted rudely to you. And then for 2 nights or 3 nights, you're thinking, why did this? Why did he insult me? You know, I just did this. I just said this to him. And why would he actually insulted me? Think that it was necessary to say what he said to me. So, but then sometimes you just think, maybe it's not about me. Maybe it's about him. What if there's something actually going on in his own life? You know, and this just happened, you know, at the wrong time. This is not to excuse what he has done. Excuse me. This is not to excuse what he has done or what he has said. What does this mean? It means the effect of what happened become less impactful on you because of how you now looking at it differently, because of now you're looking at it in a different way. So it lessens the impact on you. It doesn't justify what happened. Do you understand? And I hope you follow. Okay? So it lessens the impact on you because you don't want to be you don't sleep, you keep thinking and you keep worried, whatever the case may be. Okay? So this mental forgiveness, it's reframing the meaning of what happened in your mind, you know, and that actually lessens the impact on you rather than actually justifying what happened. All right. So that could happen. So, and then we also talked about, you can also forgive through emotional forgiveness, what we call emotional forgiveness, which is the most actually profound. I think this is the most profound. And perhaps the most challenging one, because we attach our emotions to what happened to us. And sometimes it's very, very, very difficult to change our emotions that are associated with the hurt. It's very, very, very difficult to do that. So now, moving from anger to a sense of peace, that require now you are looking at also at the situation differently, okay? So, and sometimes, and when we talk about reconciliation, for example, this will, things like that will come out more clear because you could just want to have, and we're going to talk that in details, you could just want to have, okay, we want to reestablish the relationship, but you haven't really gone through emotional process of forgiveness. You understand? You know, the wound is not healed in you. You just want to, you don't want just to keep on going in terms of that, but you haven't dealt with the emotion, your own emotions. So you want to reconcile, but you still have resentment. You still have, you know, a bitterness, and that is not going to help. It's not going to be helpful. So yes, those are three ways that we can looking at. And I also talk about some common misunderstanding that forgiveness is not about, it's not about pardoning somebody. It's not about condoning, meaning you don't have to agree with what happened or think it was okay. So, but you can forgive without really condoning what happened. So it's certainly not an excuse for offense. It's not that when you forgive, you're actually excusing for the offense the person have done. And some people think that to forgive is to forget. How can you forget? You know, it's actually from remembering that you can be able to forgive. If you wouldn't remember, how would you forgive? So that doesn't make sense. So it's also, it's definitely not forgetting, you know. So because otherwise if you forget, that means you will still fall in the same, you could still fall in the same trap. So, and maybe something that, as I said, I'll talk about today as well, it's also not reconciliation. Forgiveness is not necessarily reconciliation. Reconciliation may be part of forgiveness, but it's not necessary forgiveness. So, yeah, we talked about those just to bring you into that. And we talked about why forgiveness help your brain and your body. And as I said that now, if you don't forgive, you're trapped. You are trapped in resentment, in anger, in pain, in suffering of some kind. You understand? So you're trapped in that. And these are like, think of it like an anchor holding you down. Eh? And this trapped life energy, kind of this trapped life energy. Now, the problem is that it becomes kind of like, it limits you. Okay? Because this emotional baggage now you're carrying, remember I said you carry something, you carry those. So they become, they limit you. How do they limit? They limit your choices. They limit your perspective, you know. There's sometimes just, you just hate people. You just become a hater. Anybody, I hate that person. What did they do to you? No, I just hate them. So because hatred has become a place you go to quite often. Because you haven't forgiven, you understand? It becomes a place, a most traveled road within your mind. You know, this is the most traveled road in your mind. Hatred, resentment, it becomes the most traveled road. And it's a place you go to whenever something happens. Whenever you're looking at somebody, that's why somebody can quickly say, well, I hate that person. I haven't done anything to them. Or anything, it doesn't know them. It's just because that's the most traveled route in your mind. So you quickly go to where you most traveled. So it limits your choices. So it limits your perspective, and it limits your capacity of joy to be joyful. Eh? It limits all that. So, and that's why it's very important. When we hold on grudges, when we continuously replay hurtful events in our mind, we are essentially feeding now those negative emotions. We are feeding those negative emotions. And as I said, when I said the most traveled road in your mind is this negative emotion. This is because this is where you are most of the time. It becomes you most of the time. You are this gloomy, you are this resentful, you are, you know. Yeah, and even sometimes people get to know you that such a person. So our minds are very powerful. Eh? Are very, very, very powerful. And this unresolved hurt can influence. They can influence the choices we make, they can influence the belief we hold. So that's how powerful it is. And event and even the attitude normally we adopt, it comes from all this. So yeah, basically that's and I said the good news is that forgiveness is the key. It's the key that unlock that trap. If you want to unlock that trap, forgiveness is the key. And we're gonna look at some of other aspects as well. So yeah, basically. Yeah. So when we talk about forgiveness, this process, the process of forgiveness allows us to rise above difficult circumstances. It helps us find that inner strength, a newfound stability or newfound ability to handle situations. So newfound ability to handle situation and even to navigate, you know, challenging relationship, I think with more grace. So yeah, so when we come back, yeah, so yeah, basically, yeah, it empowers us to shape how we are affected by the people and events in our lives, because that's very, very important. All right. Actually, it put us in the driver's seat of our own emotional well-being. You'll become the driver yourself. So, all right. So when we come back, we're going to look at a false forgiveness. We're going to get into that. So I'm going to give you, I've been talking quite a while now. Let's get a quick, you know, musical break. Let's pump it up a bit. You know, we're going to get you. I'm going to give you Ciara. So what is that song? All right. So, yeah, let's get Ciara, Body Part, coming up. Welcome back, and that was the Body Part, and that was a M&N Pro remix of 2013. Ciara, Body Part. Good morning, if you're just joining us, and we're talking about the liberating power of forgiveness. Looking at forgiveness as important part of your mental health. And we continue the discussion that we have last week. And today we want to specifically looking at some aspect like false forgiveness. That's a common trap. Eh? Now, this is something that genuinely a drawback. This is something that's genuinely a drawback for many people when it comes to forgiveness. So false forgiveness. So this is a big one. It is something we need to really, really be aware of. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I want you to think. Okay, when you forgive somebody, let's put it. How would I put it in the way that you understand it? When you forgive somebody, when you are forgiving, not forgiving somebody, when you are forgiving, what is exactly that you are doing? What is that? Where is that? Where does that take place? Or is it between? My English is really, really gone this morning. Okay, so is it okay? Who is benefiting? Okay, maybe let's put it this: when you're forgiving, who is it benefiting? Remember, you the hurt one, and you are forgiving somebody. Who is benefiting? Is it when I say I've forgiven you? Would it be? Is it benefiting the other person or is it benefiting you? When you say, okay, I'm forgiving you, I have forgiven you, who is it benefiting? Is it benefiting the other person or is it benefiting you? No, think about it. So, now, false forgiveness happens when we say we have forgiven someone. So when we say we have forgiven someone, but we haven't gone through the emotions of reconciling, okay? So we haven't really gone through the emotion of reconciling, but we haven't actually done the internal work. Remember that I said this is an internal process. So we haven't processed the hurt. We haven't yet processed the hurt. So we haven't let go of the resentment. We haven't let go of the bitterness. We haven't let go of the hatred. You know, it's like putting that band-aid, you know, on the deep wound. You know, you still have, maybe the wound has been covered, has been healed on the top, but there's still, the pain is still there. You understand? So when we haven't let go of the resentment, hatred, and things like that, you know, we actually just putting a band-aid on the wound, on a deep wound. So now the false forgiveness is when we say, okay, I have forgiven them or I have forgiven you, but you as an individual haven't gone through, you know, haven't processed the hurt. Haven't processed the hurt. Because you can still, you're still actually hurt by what happened, but you're just covering it up, you know? You're not genuinely dealt with the hurt, you know? And this happened. This often happens when people ignore their true feeling. So you ignoring actually your true feeling just because because of the tensions that is going on, because of the tension between you and the other person, and you, what you want is that, I don't want this go on anymore. So you decided to forgive because they think it is, maybe you may think that it's nice to do so. It's nice to do, you know, to do it, or you simply feel pressured to move on. You could be pressured to move on. Somebody may just pressure, no, just forgive the person. And he says, okay, I've forgiven him. But you haven't done the internal work. You haven't processed the hurt. So, and sometimes you just do it, maybe just because you don't know what to do, what else to do, you know? So, and this is now the problems. So you could just, some other people may just think, I should just forgive them. Without actually doing, as I said, the internal work of forgiveness. Because, you know, you got to do that. Because you have to be okay. You remember what he said earlier on. When I'm saying you have to be okay. It means you have to work. Remember, I said you have to work. You have to have this internal process to a point where what happened, it doesn't have impact on you, either emotionally or physically. All right? That means you have to do that. Remember when I asked, who does it benefit? Even if you said, I forgive you, well, the other person is, well, he's the one who hurts you anyway. He wasn't even feeling anything anyway. You are the one who is feeling the hate. You are the one who have built the resentment. You are the one who have built the bitterness. So you are the one who need to get rid of this. So for you to be able to be okay, maybe with this person or maybe with this situation, you got to get rid of that. You got to get let go of that. And then that false forgiveness sometimes that ignore your true feelings becomes a really big problem. It would have actually consequences as well. It keeps us entangled. You know entanglement between Jared and Will Smith? So we remain in the same situation. You remain in the same situation. You know, you are entangled. You know, you remain in the same situation, often with the same people, carrying the same unresolved issues. That's the problem with false forgiveness. Nothing changes. Remember when I said it's just a band-aid on a deep wound. So we are just putting up with things that are not good for us. We're just putting up. So we are reconciling without actually having forgiven. And this is where the resentment aggravates. So the bitterness, you know, aggravate, and you might even experience, and this is the problem. Most people that experience, this is, you might experience a lot of anxiety. You might experience a lot of frustration. You know, that deep sense of not being at peace with the situation. Have you ever felt that? It's because you haven't done the internal work of forgiveness. So say, for example, you have two siblings who argue about money. I have some people in mind. Yeah, they hug at the funeral. So that's kind of some kind of, are we cool? They're kind of like, are we okay? Come holiday, they become tense again. That's a false forgiveness just created by that circumstance, because you haven't done anything to yourself, to whatever you're going through. So true forgiveness is honest. It acknowledges the hurt or the harm, and it names the anger. Why? I'm angry because of this and this. And then it chooses now to let go. Let go. It may take a week. It takes a month. Well, for some people, it may take years. But it's honest. All right? You are being honest in your process. All right? So that's what I'm talking about when it comes to false forgiveness. Well, if you have experienced that, please do come through our telephone number, and I want you to engage me and giving us some testimony or what you have experienced yourself, and get in touch. Get in touch with me. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. Get in touch with me. You know, tell me your experience. You know, you're most welcome to kind of, well, that's not how I experience it. This is how I experience. So I need your experience, life experience. So that's one thing that we should be very careful of, where we rush back into establishing back a relationship without really going through a forgiveness. And forgiveness is not just because I forgive you and I, okay, that's thank you. No, it's the process. It's an internal process that requires you to really process the hurt to the point where that have no power or effect over you any longer. And as I said, It's not something that we can decide. It's something that we choose to let go. you know, it's sometimes it's something that we're talking about. I talked about earlier, you know, mental forgiveness and emotional. So we can follow any process. And you shouldn't be rushed, because for some it may take weeks, for some it may take months, but for others it may take years. So, but start the process, because it would have a lack of forgiveness would have impact on you, as we have also indicated earlier on. So the other aspect, okay? So on the flip side of the of forgiveness, we have the poison of being vengeful. You know, vengeance, okay? It sounds so appealing in the movies, as earlier on, and stories. But, you know, people sometimes convince themselves that that vengeance is justified, that vengeance is sweet, but let me tell you, and I am old enough, and I have been in this profession for a while, so from a mental health perspective, this is a very dangerous path. It is a dangerous path. You will never, and I'll tell you that, or maybe you can come and tell me, okay? You will never meet a person who is truly, truly, truly happy and at peace with themselves who is also a deeply vengeful kind of person. You are a deeply vengeful kind of person, and you are truly happy and at peace with yourself. Seriously? Nope. So that the toxic feeling of anger, rage, hatred, resentment, and bitterness, that's what fuel vengeance, and often costs you far more. It's often cost you far more harm, real harm, than the person you actually you want revenge on. Normally, this costs you more harm. As I said, Hillem earlier was talking about hypertension. that's one of them. You may have actually hypertension. You may have had a heart attack just because, you know, the energies that you put into it, the energy that you put into it. Remember, I told you this is trapped life energy of anger, of hatred, of whatever. It has impact on you. So, yeah, that kind of toxic feeling, when we're talking about revengeful, definitely it's a toxic kind of emotion that you carry. Anger, rage, hatred, resentment, or bitterness, they will cause you far more harm than actually depend you on. The other person, how does it get to the other person anyway? Unless you have done something, unless you do something on them. But otherwise, these are emotions that you yourself are carrying. So, and as I said, this feeling can create long-term physical and mental health problems for you. So they make you unhappy. They make you deeply unhappy. Yeah. And holding on to the desire of revenge. You know what the famous saying is, like, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And remember that, because you are the one who is suffering. It is you who suffers, not the other people, because you're the one who carry these emotions. Think about that. So, and I remember the previous caller, actually, the last Saturday, one of the callers said, you know, that's very difficult, really, to forgive somebody. But yeah, it is difficult. It's not as simple. You don't just wake up and ha-ha, you know. No, it is difficult. But would you want to, you know, you actually hurting yourself? This is actually what you want, is that the pain I have, I want the other person who have done this to me to feel the same pain as I am. But in actual fact, it's like you're drinking a poison. You know, you have this hateful resentful, rage, hatred, bitterness, you carry that, hoping that by carrying it, it hurting the other person. But in actual fact, it's just hurting you. You're carrying this expecting that the other person actually got hurt by what you by what you're carrying. You know, it's stupid thinking about it. Seriously. So, yeah. Revenge is like, it's like drinking a poison and expecting the other person to die. So that is actually foolish. So, yeah. So that's the area that I wanted to get into also, the revenge part of it, to understand that it really actually doesn't help us. It doesn't. It actually aggravate, you know, remember how we work, our mind work. We're building on these negative emotions. We're kind of like fueling it. You know, we're fueling it. And in fueling it, you know, it's not doing justice to us. It's actually hurting us. We are hurting ourselves in the process. Okay, you can decide, I'm not going to talk to him. Does he really care that you're not talking to him? You know? So does it hurt him by not talking to him? Yeah, maybe. I said, well, we were good friends, now we're not talking, but... Well, at home, how many times does he think about that? And how many times does this actually eating you up? And you build on that. Yeah, he thinks, like today, you keep now looking on, you know, the things that they say, maybe on their status. You see, you know, you started actually to, you know, saying things, you know, topo pire monga he, you know. Those kind of things, hoping that, you know, your life and attitude have been just changed by the other person. And hoping that, okay, I'm doing this, but it's hurting you rather than it's actually hurting the person. They may not even look, even if they look, they don't maybe think is what you're saying. So you have to be very watchful of that. So revenge is like a drinking. It's like drinking a poison and expecting the other person to die. So that's actually, you are the one who is actually suffering rather than the other person. All right. So, yeah, let's have another music break. And then we continue with, when we come back, we're going to look at forgiveness, reconciliation. The difference between reconciliation and forgiveness. All right. Who do I have here? Mamma Mia, Santa Maria. Let me give you Jennifer Lopez. Hold you down. I hope that's good for. That's good. Let's have Jennifer Lopez hold you down.
Told you, but you was there for me. Whatever you need, I'll be there for you. Crack, I got your back for real. True story.
My loyalty will always. situation, boy, I'm gonna hold you down.
You don't know how much you mean to me. Whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, girl, I'm gonna hold you down.
2005, Rakim and Jody Wiley watched me paint a picture so perfect, quite possibly the realest expression from BX to South Beach. I'ma always hold you down, girl, you can count on me.
Remember this whenever I call, we go back too far, we've been through it all. Even though we haven't spoken so long, ain't nothing changed, not a damn thing, baby. Now my loyalty will always be with you if you just promise me that you'll stay real. Cause baby, you don't have to change.
Cause you don't know.
You don't know how much you mean to me. Whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, I don't care what's going on.
You don't know how much you mean to me. Whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, girl, I'm gonna hold you down.
Yeah. Green is the autumn, some things will stay. This industry, yeah, I fought to make me this way. Get between me and J-Lo, I simply stay. You're better off sweeping leaves on a windy day.
So I don't care about the situation. I'ma ride for you if there's a complication. Every time you had my back, you know, when we were young, now you're Joey, we crack it off. Now my loyalty will always be with you. With you, what you promise me.
To me, whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, girl, I'm gonna hold you down.
You
don't know how much you mean to me. Whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, I'm gonna hold you down. You don't know how much you mean to me. Whenever you're down, you know that you can lean on me. No matter the situation, I'm gonna hold you down.
Alright. That's Jennifer Lopez. Hold You Down, featuring Fat Joe. Welcome back. And if you're just joining us, this is Mind Matter, and on Eagle FM. So, and our time between 11 until 1 o'clock, it's a mental health hours where we talk about how to keep your mind healthy and happier. That's what we do on this program. So welcome back. And we are looking at forgiveness as important for your mental health. And we looked at various number of aspects, you know, when it comes to forgiveness. What we want to look at now is the difference between reconciliation and forgiveness, because this is where many people as well get confused. Okay, this is where also many people get confused. So reconciliation, okay. Reconciliation is about re-establishing a relationship. You understand? You want to reconcile with somebody. You want to re-establish a relationship. It's about coming back together with someone. So, and often reconciliation is part of forgiveness. It is part of forgiveness, but it doesn't have to be. You understand? It's part of the forgiveness, but it doesn't have to be. You can forgive someone without ever reconciling with them. You understand? You can still forgive somebody, but you may not want to be with them. You understand? So, and forgiveness, on the other hand, is unconditional. It's unconditional, and it's always possible. Sometimes reconciliation is not possible if the other person doesn't want to. So, It's about letting go. That's what we talk about. It's about letting go of your desire to punish someone. Okay? So, whether they are... Now, the difference is here. So reconciliation, you can decide to let go of your desire to punish someone. Whether now they are living, they could be living, they still could be living, they could be dead. You can still reconcile with somebody that is dead. Whether they are, whether now they have apologized or they not, so you can still actually forgive the person, whether they have apologized or not. So whether now they are still in your life or they're long gone, so you can actually still do that. You can forgive someone and still decide that having nothing more to do with them is actually the healthiest, maybe it's the healthiest choice for you. So you see the difference. So reconciliation is often involves the other person. You know, it's a process where you might want to ensure they understand how you feel or how you felt, and perhaps they show remorse. Sometimes maybe these people then show remorse. The other person may show remorse or willingness to change. But reconciliation might not be possible also, because if the other person isn't willing to change or acknowledge their role, so what happened? So reconciliation is not possible. You understand? That's not forgiveness. So that's what I want you to understand. And sometimes we fall in that trap. Most of people fall in that trap. So forgiveness, however, is entirely within your control. I'm saying it's within your control. So it is an internal act. And that's what I'm emphasizing to you. It's an internal act. It's not when, because as remember what I said, who does it benefit? You're the one holding those resentment, those bitterness, those anger, those rage, those hate. So it's a process that needs to take place within you. You can forgive someone who doesn't even know you've forgiven them. You can forgive someone who is no longer here, could be gone. It's about your freedom. It's about you wanting to free yourself from that bondage, from that trapped life energy, you know. So now let's just
settle. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
All right, welcome back. So make sure that you donate blood so you may save your own life. All right, one day. What I'm saying is that, you know, I was saying you can forgive. You can forgive someone who is no longer here. What it's all about? It's all about your freedom. So when you forgive, you free yourself. Now, you free yourself from the tendency to be, you know, to be self-focused or self-centered or self-absorbed. Not self-absorbed. Obsessed. You know? So you become capable of playing a more positive role in your own life. And also in the life of others. You know, you become happy. Forgiveness allow us to face the pain of the past. So it allows us to face the pain of the past. What are those pain? The anger, the resentment, the bitterness, the shame. The shame caused by being treated badly by others. It allows us to do that and to actually let them go. That's the word. Let them go. So we need to forgive people who have hurt us, so that their action, and remember this, so that their action no longer hold power over us in today, in my life today. So I need to forgive people who hurt me, so that their actions that they did in the past no longer hold power over me right now. Because otherwise you are trapped. Okay? Your happiness depends on it. Your choices depend on it. Your attitude, your beliefs that you hold, all that depend on it. So, and basically, you know, forgiveness is what helps you avoid becoming bitter, angry for too long. How long you're going to go? How long are you going to go on? How long are you going to go on? So forgiveness is that antidote, you know, to prolong to prolong that suffering. So let go. Let go. All right? It enables us to change, to change what a situation means to us. You understand? And therefore, it changes how. So what I want to say is that, you know, remember when I was talking about mental, mental forgiveness? So you're looking at the situation differently, and that gives you a different meaning. What does that mean now to me? And therefore it changed how I feel about it. And that, my friend, is incredible. Incredible, powerful, you know? So, and it's for your freedom. As I said, this is actually for your freedom. It's about, you know, forgiving those hurt, those who have hurt us, so that now their action, remember, so that their action no longer hold power over us in my life now, okay? I can't go on with a heart, you know, really so heavy because of something that happened to me 10 years ago already. So it's time to let go. So, yeah. And so let's get into what are the benefits of forgiveness anyway? So what do I get? Maybe you're asking, what do I get out of that? There are many things that we have talked already. You know, why it's important to forgive, you know. But one thing that I can tell you is that it gives you a profound sense of being able to manage your internal state. That's the most important things. Forgiveness is nothing. Yeah, there's other things like, you know, when we're talking about reconciliation, it may create a better relationship. You may have, you know, it get back your relationship, you know, you have a better relationship with others and all that. Yeah, but the most important thing, and this is what I want you to understand, is that it gives you that profound sense of being able to manage your internal state. You know, you have control over that. All right? So, yeah, before we get into that, let's have another quick one, another music. This is from Gaiki and Omar, featuring Gaiki and Omar, Forever. It's also a remix, and let's get this break and then we come back.
Flip the music.
Think of you, I don't know. I feel loved again. I don't want to wait for days. Let me have you in my arms again. My mind is for you. My heart beats for you. Every time when I
bare body. Love it till the yellow heat, separate his soul and spirit from body. Yeah, you take me heavily, 2170. My head is spin, my dead at every still. Liar. Yeah, I see me and you, everything will concern you, consign me.
Welcome back. That was Gaiki and Omale Forever. So, good morning. Is it still morning? What time is it? It's past 12. Our time is about 9 minutes past 12. Still morning or good day? Is it midday now? So, is it midday from 1 o'clock? When do you start to say good afternoon? Is it from 1 o'clock or is it from 12 o'clock? All right, good morning. I think it's still good morning or good afternoon. Well, we are international anyway. You could be listening from wherever you are. You could be in New York, or you could be in London, you could be in Beijing, or you could be in somewhere in Alaska. So, and that's the good things of having the Eagle FM app. So if you have that, you can listen to us from wherever you are in the world and whatever time. You know, so you will be listening to us. So make sure that you download that app. And if you want to continue listening to Eagle FM and continue being connected, you know, to Eagle FM. So, yeah. All right. So, yeah, before we go to the break, to the music break, I said we're going to talk a bit. Let's now go into what are those benefits of forgiveness. And one thing, as I said, it gives you that profound sense of being able to manage your internal state. Now, one thing that is really, and think about yourself. Think about yourself. One thing that you should have 100% control. One thing that you should have 100%, not 60 or 70%, 100% control is your internal state. Your internal state is absolutely your control. It's absolutely in your control. How you feel, it has to do with you. Eh? How you feel, it has to do with you. Yes, of course. You know, situations are triggers to how we decide, you know, how to feel. But if you have control of your internal state, you chooses how you want to feel. Yeah, you chooses how you want to feel. And you have to think this now in terms of forgiveness. So now you think of your beliefs, think of your thoughts, think of your feelings. You gain a sense of control over them. It enables now us now, forgiveness enables us now to rise above circumstances, to have that, to be able to manage your internal state. And somehow, ne, somehow we begin to realize that a lot of what we are taking personally, so many things that you're taking personally, it wasn't even about us at all. So these are just people actually going through their own issues. It wasn't about other person's own issues. Yeah? So it was about their own issues. Actually, it was about their own issues. It was about their own limitation. Yeah? So if I say something that would hurt you, if I want to say something that hurt you, where does that come from? It comes from my own issues. You understand? It's come from my, that's the understanding. It's come from my own issues. It's coming from my own limitations. But the problem is that I'm now controlling it. I want to hurt you by insulting you and you get hurt by me insulting you, then I have achieved what I wanted to. But you can actually control that. You can manage that. You can manage how you want to feel. And remember, this is just done. It's a very simple. It's a simple thing to do. Yeah, it is a simple thing to do. It always depends how you look at it, how you look at the situation or how you look at the person. Simple as that. You know, one person can say something to you and you kind of like, you take that seriously. You are the one who take it seriously. Someone says something to you and you kind of like, are they crazy? Do they know what they are talking about? And what happened? You don't even think about it. You don't even ponder about it. It's gone. You see, that just shift of perspective changes everything. Changes how you feel, changes how you manage your internal state. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and even when we're talking about in terms of your brain and the body, forgiveness actually lowered the physical effect of stress. So when we forgive, our body produces, you know, that stress hormone, the cortisol, you know, the cortisol. So it produced less cortisol. It produced less stress hormone. So then the lower cortisol means you sleep better. You know, it means now you sleep better. You can be able to sleep better. Your blood pressure, you know, is improved. You know, it has that benefit. And your immune system gets stronger. So it's not just about emotions, okay? So it's not just about emotion. It's a total mind-body boost, if you like. So if there was something like that, maybe I need to come up with this boost. Mind-body boost, you know? Actually called forgiveness. Huh? I'll package it. I'll package forgiveness in the bottle. And then, you know, if you want a mind-body boost, then you get forgiveness. Wow. That's an idea. Mind body boost, forgiveness. So the brand is forgiveness. So a total, and then you know the tag kind of like a total mind body boost. Wow. Okay. I must come up with something like that. Okay. So I have given an idea. So there is this you know, Youth Financial Fund, Developing Fund. So come up with something, you know, that. I'm giving you a business idea here. All right. Oh, my goodness. My computer is off. I'm not even sure that I'm live. Am I? All right. Please, if you are listening, let me know. My computer is absolutely off at the moment. If I'm live, I don't think I am.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM.
Omutiha would take it off a guna, e matina omjo. Chicago Shafa and Anna, Longishifa, ya, if you came or she won. E moyao, or Tango got it some money. Anna Gishifa, Yanamibia, on the Tom Banawa or Jika. The Ethanina, Omeguro, Nidanitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupigramo, Igelefem Media House. Way 20 Meha Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara onkwashi pareki uimopo yo mo programa letu. Moambo dengira selma kodara heta tuimu. Datunda tu heari jamano tano o niach. Ike lefem. So hi.
No matter. All right, welcome back. Things happen, you know, when you're live. Sometimes technical things happen. So I just... you hear me screaming, my computer just went off. Yeah, possibly we're back. We are back and welcome back, you know. So, and if you're just joining us, with that little break that happens. So our time is about 21 minutes past the hour of 12 and we are talking about, forgiveness as an important, forgiveness important for your mental health. So, yeah, and there are a couple of things that we have talked about so far, and we are looking at forgiveness also. What are those benefits now? What are the benefits for forgiveness? And I was just talking in terms of that this is not just about emotional, but even when it comes to physical, this is very important because when you forgive, our body produce, as I said, it produced less, stress hormones, which then lead to a better sleep, also to improve your high blood pressure and also your immune systems. So someone is knocking. Let's hear what he has to say. Good morning to you. Welcome to Mind Matter.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself, man?
We're trying.
Yeah, you are trying. You shouldn't be trying.
Yeah, we are trying, yeah.
You shouldn't be trying. You must be living.
Yeah, we are living, yeah.
Yeah. So you shouldn't be trying. You must live. Life is
We are trying to cope.
What are you coping with? You know?
Yeah.
What are you trying to cope with?
The life. Yeah. Life is so hard, man.
Yeah. So, you know what? The problem is this.
Yeah.
There is something we think is what we deserve.
Yeah.
Isn't? So you think you deserve a Mercedes. You think you deserve, you know, a beautiful house. And when you find yourself in the house where you are now, you're kind of unhappy because you think you deserve something better.
We are too ambitious.
Yeah, but who says that's what you deserve? Who says that's what you should be? So
that day you put it right that we must just appreciate we must just celebrate those small victories.
Yeah, no, we have to celebrate those small. You know what we said? Don't be content with where you are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference. Don't be content with you where you are. You want always to improve your life. But where you are, be happy that you are where you are. But it's not that I shouldn't want more. Okay. This doesn't mean I shouldn't want more. I shouldn't fight for more. No, it means that, okay, that's who I am at this point in time. I cannot live in the future where I think I should be something else, which I'm not. And now live unhappily now. You understand?
So we must not still live a delusional life for us.
Exactly. Today is who I am. If I become something else tomorrow, today I'm on my foot. I'm walking on my foot. If I get a car tomorrow, that's fine. But today I am, I'm walking on my foot. That's who I am.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, but if I live like I want to be, my life be like I want to be driving a car and every day I live like I want to be. But that's not what you are today. Be what you are and push for what you want. You know, there's a difference.
I think that one is only happened because of the social pressure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But so you know that otherwise you end your life not being happy at all.
I want to ask you. Is happiness is a privilege or a luxury, or it is for everyone?
Is it happiness a privilege or a luxury?
Is happiness is a privilege.
You know, okay, I'm gonna put it to you in a religious way. Okay, when God created you, He created you happy.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm.
So he created you happy. So what happened in the course of your life? First of all, you are given. It's like you are given everything. All right?
Yeah. They give it the gift of life that they are given.
The gift of happiness you were given from the very beginning, you know?
Yeah.
But now that you lose that by the way you live.
Yes.
You understand? It's not that it's something that you're looking for. It's something you were given, and you lose it by how you live.
Oh, so it is inborn.
Yeah, it is. You are born happy.
Yeah.
It's only you who create misery for yourself.
Even Trevor Noah put it in one of his, he was cracking a joke most that they grew up in South Africa during the apartheid era.
Yeah.
But even if they were poor,
yeah.
He said even if they were poor, they were able to laugh.
Exactly. So. But you know, you the problem is that you are the one who creating unhappy for yourself. Yeah. But the happiness was given and you're destroying that. Because you tend to think the person who is driving in a Range Rover
is more happier than
I am. But you realize that the person who is actually driving a Range Rover is not happy.
I even remember the other day you said you were telling us the story about the rich person most.
Yeah.
Because you said with a rich person is always come with a lot of responsibility most. The other day you said the rich person was they were having some refreshment, boss.
Yeah.
When that rich person was not his mind was not present. He was only thinking about his
exactly.
Which was not delivered.
Exactly. You know. you go to bed. Someone who actually staying in a kabashu, he go to bed without even thinking anything.
Yeah.
You know. But the person who's now having business somewhere there, and they go to bed thinking, those people are not paid well, the bank didn't send my money yet, or whatever. You understand? So you think that, okay, he's more happier than you are, but actually you are more, it could be that you are more happy than actually that person.
Yeah, sometimes you only look at, even if you can look at the suicide rate, which is very alarming in this country.
Yeah.
Some people that are committing suicide are people that are well off. You think they are well off.
Actually, you haven't seen a poor person committing suicide.
it can be.
In terms of, how would I say it? In terms of statistically, statistically, it's not actually poor people that are committing suicide. I'm not saying they're rich, but it's people who are mostly, you know, well to do, afford enough. It's people who can afford enough. You know, mostly maybe a worker. How seriously, when you think of poor, really poor in your village, many people that have committed suicide are not the people that are not even able to afford anything.
Yeah. For example, even a graduate who's committing a suicide.
Yeah.
At least the graduate was equipped with skills and knowledge.
Exactly. It's not just about money.
Yeah. To navigate the life complexity.
Yeah.
Even if that graduate does not have a job, he can able to hustle outside his degree or think way of making money.
You never know what happened tomorrow.
Yeah, you never know what happened tomorrow.
Yeah, you never know what happened tomorrow. With all the knowledge that you have, it's just a matter of days or weeks or month or year before you get a job.
Before you get a job, yeah.
Exactly. So,
and people, they're just taking those poor decisions.
Yeah, no, and it's a poor decision, but sometimes you grow into a situation where you have this pain, and the only way you think that pain could end,
it's
by ending your life.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah,
that's what the person going through in their mind. It's not that they want to kill themselves. It's that they want to end the pain that they are going through. And the only way to end that pain is actually ending their own life.
But you don't know where you are going, because sometimes Helmut used to get a job that when you are going to sleep, you never know what will be the sleep will come out. It might come out with a nightmare or sweet dream. You never know.
Yeah.
Once you end your life, you never know where are you going. And we don't have a fear of God that you cannot just end your life like that.
Yeah, even if there is that assurance of everlasting life or salvation, even if you are hit by the bus, you don't know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
So, you really don't know. And even sometimes, and I always tell people that you shouldn't put a judgment on someone who commits suicide. It's because you never know in what state they were.
The life was just become meaningless to them.
Yeah, they went to a level where they couldn't see any. You can say the person is sick in some way. You know, someone to end their life, it's not just they are normal like you. I mean, they're at the point where you are normal. So you must have gone through some traumatic experience to come to a point where you want to end. You know, that's the worst thing that you won't want to do to yourself.
Back to your topic. You said we should always forgive.
Yeah.
But forgiveness does not necessarily delete punishment. Let's say if I wrong you, and I happen to forgive, then I make a decision to forget you. I mean to forgive you.
Yeah.
So, but when you commit a crime, you also sometimes also wrong the state. The state is still going to punish you.
Yeah, no, definitely. The forgiveness, it doesn't mean
the punishment must be deleted.
No, it doesn't mean what you have done is right.
Yeah.
You know? It's still wrong, but it means, and this is where I want the people to understand. When I said, when you forgive, who actually benefit?
It's me I'm forgiving the person.
So that's what people thinking, that you think that when you forgive the other person, they are the one who benefiting. But who is carrying, you know, who is carrying the emotion of resentment, the emotion of hateful, the emotion of bitterness, the emotion of hate? Who is carrying that?
It's not the receptionist.
Yeah? You are the one who carrying these emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
You know, you are the one who carrying the hate because this person did this to you. You know, you are the one who carry resentment, but those emotions, what do they do to you? You know, they affect you.
Yeah.
So the whole question of forgiveness is to let go of this emotion, is to let go of this thought that constant you have in your mind. So that, you know, the situation or that person, when you think of that person, it doesn't affect you anymore.
Yeah, you know? True.
Yeah, because when you are, let's say for example, that person, take for example a relationship, it broke up and now you hate this girl. Every time you see this girl, your heart starts to pound, isn't it? You know, I have given her this and that and this, and she did this to me, you know. And you know what that's going to happen to? First of all, that kind of thought you are carrying about what this woman did to you, it will affect you how you see other women.
Yes, very true.
Now you started to see all women are just like this.
Yeah, even if you happen to get the new one.
Exactly. So you see now how that is actually affecting you. The other person might have gone on, they have now their boyfriend where they are happy. They are happy, they are, could be even planning a wedding, but you now, actually, you're the one who still hang on what this person have done to you. And it's affecting your life. So that's what we're talking about, that forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about letting go of the resentment, of the anger, of whatever, or the bitterness about that person or about that circumstance. And you don't have to tell them that I forgive you. It's just for your own peace.
Are we going to forgive them by our action or by what?
I talked about three things. So one, it could be by action. It could be where you really said, I'm going to do something. Where I'm physically decided, okay, I'm not gonna let this actually hurt me anymore, you know, and I'm going to get myself back, you know. So there are people who find themselves, they started drinking, they started, you know, they started doing a lot of things. Now you can decide it to realize that this is being caused because of the anger and the resentment that I have about this. Once you realize that, then you started to do something. Let me change this. The other thing is also just the perspective. You're looking at...
Life differently.
Yeah, you're looking at differently. So what does this actually help me? How is this really helping me in any way? No, it doesn't.
I must just work away this. Let's say we are having an argument with you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just try to keep quiet or just to work away.
Yeah.
Is that way is also a way of...
That's just a way of, that's not for necessary forgiveness. That's just about, I don't like the situation now. The immediate reaction to calm the situation is actually for me to move away. It's for me not to say anything. So that's not forgiveness. That's just actually to attend to what is happening to the situation at that point in time, which is actually the best way to do, you know.
But sometimes, it's also good, man. Yeah, when it comes to good, because you cannot pay evil with evil.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, it's in the end, it's not going. I also talked about the revenge. You know, it's not going to help you in the end. You understand?
Or retaliate.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a circle where you do something and the other person also do something. And you also come up something.
You scratch my back and scratch yours.
No, you did this to me, I'm going to do worse to you. And you did the worst to them, they come with something worse. You're not going to end. It's just a circle, you know? And it doesn't profit you anything.
Doesn't amount to anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Just think of when you are angry with somebody. Does it help you anything? Does it, for you now, does it help you in anything?
I know, it's like you are drinking poison than you.
Exactly. So we can expect the other person actually to die from it.
Yeah, exactly.
But you are the one who's drinking it, you know?
Yeah, you are the one who's drinking it.
It's exactly that, yeah.
But this is good, man. Sometimes life You must just avoid, try to avoid those circumstances.
Yeah. So we just have to learn to understand, in the way to be selfish. Selfish in the way to say, how does this really help me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. And therefore, why would I keep something that is actually hurting me instead of hurting the persons that have done this to me? You know? And that's why forgiveness is really, really, really good for your mental health.
This program is the program that is close to my heart, man.
You're welcome. So if it make a difference in your life, that's the point.
Yeah, the way I view life now.
Yeah.
It really helped me a lot. That program transformed me.
I'm very happy to hear that, really. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
No, thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really, really happy to hear that. When someone said, well, that has transformed my life, that's what we want. Even if it was, if it's just him, that this program have done, we believe that we have done, then we have done what we said to do, you know, because that's what we want to do. Now, so we're talking about, I wanted to focus on, let me finish this because I don't want to deal this next week again. So I'm talking about the, what are the tangible, benefits of practicing forgiveness for our mental well-being? What are those? What are those really tangible things that we can have? So when you are not constantly replaying past hurts, your mind is calmer. Remember that much of your mind does is constantly replaying, you know, the things that are happening to you. Wherever you find yourself, you could be, now you are from work, now you're at home. What then happened? You started to think a lot of things, that those are the things that actually stresses you. But those things is because you haven't dealt with them. Forgiveness is actually looking at them and work through those things so that they don't have impact on you. So when you do that, that's actually reduce stress. It reduces stress, it reduces anxiety. Whenever you find yourself more stressed and more anxiety, more anxious, think about, is there anything that I haven't dealt with? That means, you know, I haven't reconciled with, you know, as a part of, which is actually a process of reconciliation, of forgiveness. So that's could be a very tangible benefit, you know, that comes with forgiveness. It reduces your stress, it reduces your anxiety as well. So the other thing I was talking about, your blood pressure, and Helene was also talking about hypertension. So those chronic anger and resentment can take a physical toll. You're this angry person, you're this, you know. And when I say chronic, it means that you're constantly angry. Forgiveness can help alleviate that. And normally what does it to the brain is this. And you have to learn this, you know. I talked about your cortisol, you know, your stress hormone. When your stress hormone goes up, it means it tells your body that this is actually a threat, you know? And where do you spend most of your time? As I said, if you spend most of your most traveled area in your brain, it could be anger, it could be resentment, because that's where you spend much of your time. What does that do? It causes your blood pressure. So it causes your blood pressure. But with forgiveness, you know, your what? It lowers your blood pressure and your heart rate as well. Yeah. That's why when you go to the hospital, what do they do? They those are the basic things they measure. Yeah. And forgiveness, it's a tool that can help alleviate that. as one of the two that can alleviate that. Maybe there are other things that you need to change as well in your life, but you know, that's one of the two. So now think of this. If your mind is cluttered, if you clutter your mind with bitterness, with hate, with resentment, you have no space. Tell you have no space for joy and contentment. You have no space for joy. And I think this is, goes with what the caller was just asking. How do we get happy? So you have no space for happiness. You have no space for contentment. When you clutter your mind with bitterness, with hate, with resentment, with rage, you know, you have no space for joy and contentment. So, and forgiveness would definitely improve your mood. It would improve it will reduce the symptoms of depression. So, and it open up space for your joy. It's open up a space because now you have opened up a space, you know, for joy and fulfillment and contentment. So, and the other obvious thing is when we are not weighed down by past grievances, for example, we can be more present. We can be more present. We can be who we are. We can be authentic with the people in our lives. So this forgiveness can also then improve our relationship, can create a stronger relationship as well. Because you don't have resentment. Imagine when you have all this resentment and bitterness, you may be together, but you know, it doesn't create that strong relationship. And remember now what we're talking about, reconciliation and the vengeful and the revenge that we talked about earlier. So how does that relate to what we're talking about? How does this relate to this, that, you know? So it has really a tangible benefit of a stronger relationship. You being authentic, you know, and you become authentic with people, those that are in your lives. Forgiveness is also an act of empowerment. I always think that it's an act of empowerment. You know, it shows you that you are in control of your emotional state. And that's most important. You are the one who's controlling how you want to feel. You are not controlled by circumstances. You're not controlled by the other person, by the person who wronged you shows that you are in control of your emotional state. So that also increased your self-esteem. Okay? And the more you go up, and the more you look at it in this way, you know, the more you practice that, the more you have, the happier you become, you know, in your life. So think of this as really decluttering, you know, decluttering your mind. When things, you know, you, when you have a closet, when you declutter your homes or your closet, but do we ever think about decluttering our emotional space? Take time to do that. Take time. You're still holding on. You still hold on rubbish from from years ago. You're still holding on some rubbish from years. It doesn't serve you anymore. It's like a dress in your closet that you don't wear anymore. But you still have it in your closet. But the difference is that this time is that it taking up a space of something better. In this time, when we're talking about emotional space, it affecting you. It influences you. And as we said earlier, it limits you. Because it's taking up space of something new, something better. Declare it out. Forgiveness is the key. It's the key tool in that process. It's the very key tool in that process. And I can give you some. What is the time? It's still about 10 minutes. So if we look at that, if we can make it practical, and I want to introduce to you a simple yet powerful exercise that can help you start this journey. All right, and somehow I talked about it not in terms as an exercise, but a perspective shift. Okay. It's called the perspective shift exercise. Now, this is how it works. This is what I want you to do. When you find yourself dwelling on the hurt, you know, on the past hurt, or on someone who has wronged you, you know, take a moment. All right? Take a moment. And normally, take time. When we said, sometimes you guys, when we told you that, get in a quiet space, breathe deeply. You know, you're kind of like, what all this, you know, bull, if you want. What all this nonsense? The whole thing is this. When you are on alert, when you are fighting something, when you are, your body get on alert that to fight all the time. Sometimes you find yourself just in that mode. No, I'm no longer in danger. So I'm no longer in danger. So then try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Okay. So this, we're talking about perspective shift now. So when I'm saying try to see the situation from the other person's perspective, I know this can be very hardest. This could be very hard. You know, it could be very hard. We are not trying to excuse their behavior. This is the thing. We're not trying to excuse their behavior, but to understand it. Do you understand? There's always reasons why. So sometimes the reason is not what you think it is. So you're thinking it from your side, from the impact on your side. But you're not thinking it from the other person's. So it's not to excuse the behavior, but to understand it. So what might have been going on in their lives? That's some question. What might have been going on in their lives? What were their motivation? However terrible it is, however flawed it is. So were they acting on their own pain? Maybe they were in some kind of pain that they were going through. Their own insecurity. It could be because of their insecurity. And the way you only to think to protect themselves is to say things they say. So their own limited understanding. Maybe they don't understand the whole thing. They're saying this from ignorance. So let me give you an example of someone I know. Okay, let's call her at this point in time. And I'm talking of a real person. Let's call her Sarah. Okay? So she's my friend. My friend Sarah was deeply hurt when a colleague spread a rumor about her at work. Okay? A colleague spread a rumor about her at work and she was furious. Of course, like anybody would. Her trust was broken and she lost sleep over this for weeks. You know? And she kept replaying the hurt. The anger, you know, start bubbling up every time she thought about this. I remember this because she talked to me about it. Then, this is what we suggest. She tried a perspective shift. And later on, she found out, she learned later that her colleague was actually going through a major personal crisis at home. And in her desperation for attention, you know, and for to feel powerful, I think she has lashed out. You know? So now the thing is that Sarah wasn't excusing it. You know, he wasn't excusing it. I mean, her behavior, but understanding the other person's unhappiness helped her actually to see it, not as a personal attack, but as a reflection of someone else's own struggle. That, you know, the way she probably is because she was going through their own struggle. So this shift didn't erase the hurt. You understand? It didn't erase the hurt, but it softened the sharp edges of that anger. You know, it softened the edges of her anger. It allowed her now to realize the grip it had on her. You understand? So that's what I'm talking about, and that's the mental forgiveness we're talking about, which involves a shift in perspective. It's about looking at the situation differently, and perhaps understanding it from another angle, or reframing it, or reframing its meaning. In your mind, and that definitely would create that practical way of looking at the situation. So that's the other thing which I recommend, and most of you, believe me, these are things that are scientifically, you know, proven that they would make a difference. Sorry. I was having a drink. All right. All right. Now, so this is another technique that I want you to try. Okay. That can be very incredibly helpful as well, you know, especially when it comes to forgiveness. Okay. Now, it's a letter of release. Okay. It's called a letter of release. This is a letter you write to the person who hurt you. All right. Or not only maybe to a person, sometimes it's to the situation itself. So it could be to the person who hurt you, or it could be to the situation itself. The key here is that you don't send the letter to the person. This letter is actually for you and you alone. All right? So what you do in this letter, you can express all your anger, all your hurt, all your disappointment. Get it all out. You know, write it down. Write down everything you wish you could say to them. All right? Write everything that you wish you could say. Now, don't censor yourself. Don't censor yourself knowing that I'm not going to give it to him. Don't censor yourself. Say everything. Now, once you have poured out everything into the page, then the crucial part. So, now, write a concluding paragraph. Okay, this is one of the most important part. So right now, a concluding paragraph where you state your intention to forgive. Okay, so now you can acknowledge the pain, you know, but you also declare your desire to move forward. Okay, you declare your desire to move forward, to release yourself from its hold, from this situation or whatever hold. All right. Now you can write this. You can write things like maybe, okay, I acknowledge that this hurt me deeply. I acknowledge that this hurt me deeply. However, I choose to release this burden, or I forgive you, or I forgive myself for holding on to this anger. Whatever, you know, I'm just giving an example quickly. So, and after you have written it, you can choose what to do, what you want to do with it. Now, this is important because some people find it, it's better to burn it. It become a symbolically now releasing their anger when they burn it. So it become a symbol of releasing that anger. Other tears up and burn it also. So now the act of writing and then symbolically releasing it can be really incredibly powerful in shifting your emotional state. Now, I'm going to give you an example. This is more like a ritual. All right? Think of anything. The ritual, your mind, if you're just thinking of something, your mind, it doesn't remember. The mind capture things that you do. So, say for example, a guy that give you a flower, come to you and said, I love you and give you a flower. What do you remember? So, because your emotion attached to the flower is captured in your mind. So, if we just sit here and said we love each other, just thinking about it, would you remember that? Would you remember that? So, but if we sit here and maybe I hold your hands or I did something symbolic to show that I love you, that is captured by the mind. And that's how now the mind actually, what I'm saying, that's how you release, symbolically releasing the anger, symbolically releasing the bitterness, symbolically, So have some ritual that you are doing as a symbol, because that's how your mind would know that you have made a shift. That's how you emotionally would change. And we do this in many, many, many other things. That's you do this every day in so many things. So you use ritual for meaning. You go to church, a candle, what does the candle mean? When you remember, that candles remember, it create a memory in your mind. You go for your wedding, you wear a dress, a white dress, and a veil. It stays in your mind. Your mind remembers that. It's a symbolic of a change that you made. So this is very important as well to do. All right? So, do that. Ritual help memory and commitment. When you do that, that would help you definitely to as a symbol of forgiveness. All right? So just as we wrap up today's episode or segment, I want to leave you with this thought. What if you choose to release just one small burden this week? Just choose to release that small burden this week. What if you decide to forgive? Not for the other person, but for the incredible gift, that gift of peace it can bring to your own mind. That incredible gift of forgiveness, that can bring to your own mind. What if you decide to do that? Well, thank you for joining me today on Mind Matters. I'm going to leave you now in the hands of Elizabeth, the capable hand of Elizabeth, the matriarch. So I'm Michael Chiavelli. Until next time, until next week. So take care of your mind, take care of your mind, and remember the power that lies within you, For me, that's a goodbye for now.
Telling it not and all it, Chemistry, who cast it on my bench, you see. Whoa.